Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the first show of 2022. Actually, we're recording it, let's see, on the 6th. Man, we got a special guest, episode 865, man. We're bringing somebody back that needs no introduction. We're going to give him one anyway, man. This is one of Baton Rouge's finest, you know what I'm saying, balls of my word. I mean, we go on and on, my own. Man, his most recent project, Signs and Wonders. He just dropped a Christmas record, man, Corleone Christmas. We're going to play that shit, too, man. I'm talking about Young Bleed. Man, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, brother. How you doing?
Same to you, my la familia, you know what I mean? I appreciate that introduction. I'm doing pretty good, can't complain. And if they're for a ground, it's a good day. And it's definitely a good day anytime I can get in, you know, get in the atmosphere with y'all guys, man. You know, brothers from other mothers. So, yeah, much love. Happy New Year.
Oh, definitely, man. This Omicron shit's fucking up things again for, the music industry and stuff like that. Man, what do you got planned for 2022, and how does this new strain affect that?
Man, you know, I live in and out the box. I see it that way. Actually, man, I'm going to go with, you know what I mean, my move, man. And just like, I mean, I got my thoughts and theories toward what's taking place, but it's outside the box, outside the heaven, golden gates. Whatever God give to me in spirit, I'm going to continue my mission. So I'm finna drop my record before the month is up. And preferably, at very latest, between January and February, I'm finna come on with this Diaries of God album. And I'm going to go with that, man, continue the mission, man, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. So, you know, to be continued, man, Huey P. Newton had this quote long time ago, and Pop used it on the record. A soldier dies once, a coward dies a thousand deaths. I'll be damned if I live a thousand deaths worrying about it. So what I can't control, I'm going to continue living, man. So God bless the world and everybody in it. You hear me?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Show must go on. And it has. Like I said, you just made a Christmas record. You know what I'm saying? Corleone Christmas. Mm-hmm. I love the title. Explain that to everybody, man. What made you want to do that?
Actually, man, me and my son, Taj Ramon, son of the Don, man, dropped O Entertainment. We actually made that record last year, audio version, and I was living, I got caught up in the pandemic and been living in Kentucky about the last year and a half. So this is my first Christmas in a few years, actually, before I saw my, you know, since I've been in my mother's crib, my mama and my papa crib, you know what I mean? I was able to come home and get back with everybody for the first time in a long time. So we wanted to capture the essence and give a people, you know, give the people a glimpse of what we're doing inside, you know what I mean? Southern love, Southern hospitality, that type of thing, man. So to be able to capture that, I wanted to share that love with the people and with the world at this time and definitely in this pandemic, you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I also see you've been doing some radio yourself. Tell us about that, please.
Man, shouts out to Houston, Texas, man, and the whole state of Texas for that matter, for banging on 832 Radio, man. I had, you know, trial basis, man. Shouts out to my homegirl, Shantrae from Baton Rouge, by way of H-Town and rap a lot over the years. So I went out there for a business trip for one weekend, and I got a chance to meet Southern Belle and you know, I mean, King and Queen, I say it like that in so many ways, but High Rich from the Shadow Mile by the H-Town, man. So he owns the station. Southern Belle is the program director, and they was interested in me being a co-host with, you know, the Tuesday and the Thursday night she shared. You know, I was so occupied with things, and I really kind of hesitated, but they said, let's give it five tries. And since the five tries 2 years ago, November, you know, passing this November, been 2 years plus that I've been on the air with banging 832 Radio. So shouts out to my life familiar out that way, you know what I mean? Each time to build.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Houston, nothing but legends over that way. You know what I'm saying? But also Baton Rouge is full of legends, man. Legendary C-Loke, of course. You know, Pat Perez. We can go on and on and on. Was talking off air. You was telling me there's actual Baton Rouge documentary in the works. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I'm actually at Malco Movie Theaters in Gonzales, Louisiana, right outside of Baton Rouge. And I'm actually in the lobby part right now. I stepped out to actually do this interview with us, you know what I mean? But shouts out to my brothers, you know, Matt and Brock and SCC, South Coast Coalition. And they've been into so many things over the years. So what they put together was this beautiful documentary that's called Diamonds in the Dirt that show you, just like if you're looking at Bronx to Brooklyn and the evolution of hip-hop from New York and the same as way from Compton, you know what I mean, to the Bay, far as California. This is our southern roots, and in particular for our city and the place we come from. And I love this documentary. This is actually my second time I was able to see it. They showed it in Baton Rouge about 2 months ago. They're showing it again this month out here in Gonzales, Louisiana. So like I said, it should be released, I think, sometime this month. But it's called Diamonds in the Dirt, and I'm actually, you know, in a movie house right now, man, just to do the interview. But if you go to a movie theater and you see the balcony full, it's pretty much like 75% full, being one infinity. I don't say 100, one infinity. I mean forever, world bump. So it's a beautiful thing, and I can't wait for the world to get a glimpse of our world, man. It's beautiful.
Yeah, because there's so much history there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up, man. You got a good turnout. Speaking of turnouts, man, the No Limit reunion tours, it's been getting crazy love everywhere it goes. Man, did you get a chance to do any dates with Master P and them? Serve on?
Man, I mean, other than a couple of years ago before the pandemic, the Chicago date, and, you know, and from there, you know, it went so many different ways, you know what I mean? I ended up separating myself from No Limit and the tour. I'm always open to that. I can only speak for me. But on the other half, I don't know what's going on with that. I hadn't had any offers. Nobody called me in particular. So it is what it is at the end of the day, you hear me?
Yeah. But you did get a couple dates in. Did you see any guys that you haven't seen in a long time, like get to chop it up with some old friends?
Okay, you know, really that one day in Chicago, man, that's the trivia. But the thing is, we all family. You know, I talked to, you know, Serve when I need to talk to Serve, Fiend, and whoever. It's no bad blood on my behalf. So like I said, I can only give you that side of it. What's ever going on the other side of the fence ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Check yourself or you wreck yourself. I'm always open to that. I talked to Silk recently, so that's my trivia. What's the problem, man? I'm a phone call away. Call me. This is what I do all the time. I've been doing this since the 70s. You know what I mean? So just giving you a glimpse of it's not on me, man. And I get that, you know, rebuttal from the public, from Instagram to Facebook. I'm here, and I've been always available to this hip-hop culture. So anything that's a closed gate, I can't speak from the other half. I'm going to give you my one affinity, man, always and forever. Believe that there.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, man. But we was talking about in the last interview, you know, you work well with everybody. You know, SIBO, name it, you know,
yeah.
Strange Music. I see you did some shows with, or you did a show or two with Crunchy Black recently, I think in October. But what's it like to, do shows with him, man? What's his energy like? Seems like a real fun guy.
Man, Black is brother. We actually working on a project on the cool that we mentioned, you know, but he occupied doing things. We just, he actually called me right before New Year's, and I got to give my brother a call back. But I've been running since then. But it's, you know, it's all beautiful. You know what I mean? It's hand in glove. We started a few records that's unreleased. And from there, we're going to continue to work on this project. But it's nothing but love every time I see Crunch, man, wherever we at. And that's not just in Memphis, you know what I mean? Around the bubble, Chicago, Cincinnati. So, yeah, it's much love, man, and the whole 36 Mafia for that matter. You got to like me.
Oh, yeah. A lot of talent. Rest in peace, Lord Infamous and Coop.
Rest in peace,
epic verses with Bone Thugs.
I saw that, man, and you know the thing is, I'm friends and you know slight family to both Fast and shout out to Bone. You know what I mean? The only member of Bone I hadn't met is Lazy Bone. What up, Lazy? You know how I let you live, bro, man? When you get a chance, but I know both sides, so I hate to see anytime it's a diversion with this hip hop thing. But what I don't do is interpret when it's whatever may be taking place personally. I don't know. I'm glad at the end they was able to be gentlemen and straighten that out for themselves, God ultimately, and the people that's included, man, that love this music genre. So, I respect real men that do real things. Look, T-Bow, man, from No Limit walking up on me right now. I'm in the middle of an interview. Yeah, if y'all remember the Five Crocker, that's my brother. Say what's up to Murder Master.
What's up, Murder Master? It's your boy T-Bow, man.
Yeah.
You got a letter on the phone.
Hey, look, take a letter to another one.
How you
one.
Doing?
Yes, sir. Yeah. He dipped out right quick. I guess he's taking a bathroom trip. But there's so many legends that's in this building with me right now. From Super Slim to T-Bow, man. SCC, Lit Witness, Piper, Shantae. So when y'all see this, all of us is in the movie theater right now. I just stepped outside. You heard?
Man, that's legendary right there, you know. It's good to see people coming together like that, man, and documenting the history. You know,
yes, indeed.
And that versus battle, I mean, forget about the water. That was a phenomenal thing to see them go back and forth with all those dope tracks. I got to interview Busy Bones' kids recently, Little Busy and YBL Sinatra. And we put it in
indeed.
The ear, man, why don't you work with C2SIX? And they're going to try to collab with them, man, you know, because it's about the next generation anyway. So,
absolutely. It's about life, you know what I mean? Creation and evolution for that matter to keep this evolving. You know what I mean? And the whole thing is the mind is complex, man. Kill the negativity and let's stay positive and each one teach one, man. We want to see this stay alive.
Yeah.
Minus all these murders out here, especially with the babies, these OD situations and all that, man. You know, that was the whole thing. That's the God culture of this. When you say God MC, that's the one thing God gave us, that spirituality, man. And if you use and abuse it, and you go, you know what I mean? You got to pay the cost to be the boss. Good karma breed, good karma, bad karma breed, bad karma. So one to grow on. So anybody that's approaching this or doing anything for his life and living, man, keep it, you know what I mean? Keep it kosher. And God bless the rest, man. So I hope that continues. So I'm happy to hear that type of thing. Mine is young fashions, the in-between and the old fashions. Getting at each other. We all got a death date. Why make the worst of it? I'm going to keep it kosher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, just like with the Corleone Christmas song you did with your son, you know,
yeah,
that's dope as hell. Does he got a project coming out?
He got several projects. I mean, actually, go to YouTube, Taja Ramon, and he really do the hip-hop and R&B. He own a car club that's called Stangs and Things in Baton Rouge. So from Ghost Riding to Whip and so on and so forth, you know, keep in mind, my son is 30 years old, last December. So that part of life, I was a father at 17, so, you know, I got grandkids on that side of the fence. So I'm happy to have lived the life to be able to see my kids, you know, grow up and have a few grandkids, man. So from that, passing that torch, that's what I'm all about, man. God, life, it ain't always. Hold it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely got to get him out of here, too, man, represent his music as well in the future.
I appreciate that.
That's what
that.
I'm talking about, man. Hey,
yes,
I know.
Keep it in the family. That's my motto, man.
Keep it in the family, 100%, 100%. Yeah. I know you got the premiere you're checking out, but I'm going to bring on the homie Sin real quick. I know he's got a couple questions for you from France. Sin, you
okay,
there,
brother?
Sin. Yes, sir. Hi. Yes, sir. Hi, Young Blade. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, fam?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right on.
Can you tell us about this song, Keep It Real, between Master P and C-Lock, and produced by Happy Perez and KLC back in the day?
Yes, sir. I'll give you the evolution to that, man. You know, that being my debut to the world, I wanted to signify where I was coming from, not just South Baton Rouge and the gutter parts of Baton Rouge and Louisiana, but that whole country significance as far as Louisiana and being Southern and South Coast hip-hop versus New York and California. So you know where, you know, don't expect that, nothing against that. That's my heritage. But to know where I'm coming from, the roots. So when you hear the banjo and all that, it sound like a guy on the porch playing a banjo. That was the essence to that. I jumped it off. Loke liked it. He contributed as well as Master P. And just being yourself, when you're talking to Arjun and keeping it real, it ain't about being the hardest. It ain't about being the killer, the gangster. Just be true to yourself. Some of the lightest records in the world is my favorite records because people are being themselves versus you trying to be something other than yourself. So that's the whole meaning of keeping it real. Keep it real with God, keep it real with yourself, and you can't go wrong if you hear me.
Yeah, right. Can you tell us about Happy Perez, who did the house and production of a lot of C-Lock production, C-Lock artists?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about him and processes of creation with him?
Oh, man. I always call Happy Perez, Nathan Happy Perez, my brother on his mother's and pops, my mom's and pops, his brother, you know what I mean, big brother Seth. You know, so it go way back. I could tell you a million stories, but he was like a Mexican Jimi Hendrix to me and had a lot of Jimi Hendrix cassettes and, you know what I mean, and just documentary type of thing. So he was actually the original producer for the group Laylow, Max Minnelli and Jay Vaughn. They rocked together. They was my younger brothers. I was maybe 5 or so years beyond they Jonder, and Max Minnelli I knew since like 11. He in a building now, you know, like I said, we all a part of the documentary, and he's actually the one that's narrating the Diamonds in the Dirt, so y'all going to love it. But Hap was they producing. Hap used to rap a little bit, and I used to say, man, you're going to introduce us to the Spanish culture or the Mexican culture. And I said, we're going to turn you on to black. And that's what the way it been ever since. So Hap was lit bro in the back room that used to have a Casio keyboard with the guts hanging out of it, all the wires. But he'll play music that you ain't never heard in the universe. We got tapes. If we could release what we had just in staying each other in each other's mother's back rooms when it was tapes and it was 90-minute tapes, 45 minutes of each side. And I'm talking about unwritten freestyle scripts just because what he was playing. That was the chemistry, and that made me come up with something like the concentration camp, because we was all individuals. Then they was a group together. I was a solo artist and so on and so forth. So I said, we need a umbrella that signifies all of us, along with C-Loke Records, Lee Time, and so on and so forth. But Hap was a genius. And at the time, now you come to Baton Rouge right now, I just come back home, man. It's Mexico City out here. I never saw this many Mexicans in Baton Rouge. We know Texas being the gateway to the west, southwest on to the west. But come to Louisiana right now, it's Mexico City. But Hap, at the time, in the 90s, he was the only Mexican that we knew out here, other than his family. So my love for the, you know, the black and brown, red, yellow, and white culture was starting from the underground up and the grassroots. That started to happen in his family, on his mom and his papa and his big brother shit, on everything. You know what I mean?
Okay, right. Right. When was the first time you met C-Lock back in the day?
Man, C-Lock went to the same middle school after together, man. I was probably 11 years old, and he was 12, like a year older than me. So the room around the school, I used to battle rap in the commissary. I ain't eat lunch. I ate niggas. But lunchtime. So he was my DJ around the school. You know, he had the same hip-hop dream I had. But he wasn't a rapper, you know, so around the school, you know, I was a short guy and I battled guys. You'll see the whole school before they ate lunch, they'll crowd around us like it was a fight. And we went to a school, it was like a LTI, you dig what I'm saying? Or a baby penitentiary with no windows. We didn't see light until we got back on the school bus, you know, on the school bus at the end of the day, or if our PE. If that semester PE was outside, if it wasn't in the gym. So it was gladiator sport. I used to watch my homeboys whip the teachers and call, run the principals to their rooms and call the sheriffs to come get 11, 12, and 13-year-old kids in my middle school. So I battle rap for lunch every day. And very seldom I ate lunch, you know what I mean? Other than that, if you wanted to battle, I'm going to greet you 2-3-1. So Lope was like my DJ from that, you know, 11, 12-year-old status. And the neighborhoods we grew from, being from South Baton Rouge to the east side of Mayfair, Gardier Lane, on the in-between, we had to fight in those neighborhoods coming from where we came from. So he was one of my true homeboys and, you know, street wars and so on and so forth. And we grew up like anybody else. The D-game came and all that. And then, you know, we kind of separated and connect, you know, here and there. But somewhere around 93, 94, he formulated a record company. I was already selling tapes on the corner. I had been recording in the studio since 11 years old. You see what I'm saying? Been writing and rapping and battle rapping since 8 and 9. You see what I'm saying? So I was always the rapper. So we stayed brothers like that. But the cloth, and later on in life, fast forward the tape back to the 90s, after I was selling tapes on the corner, he formulated a company called C-Lock Records. That eventually gave birth to a click relation that we call the concentration camp, and the rest was history.
You was the only artist who have a deal 50-50 with C-Lock and No Limit. But the first artist of No Limit to have this deal.
Well, my thing, it was kind of like I really signed a homeboy, big brother, little brother hood contract with C-Lock. I never signed to No Limit, but Pete got a whim. They was working as two CEOs, one from Baton Rouge, one from New Orleans, and as our fashion was starting to blend with each other, Pete had his connection with Priority Records in California. And by the time we did the self-titled Concentration Camp compilation, you know, I did the original song, which was titled A Fool, off the King T. Acker Fool, that became How You Do That there because of the hook. By the time, you know, Pete put it on the body soundtrack, so on and so forth, and Priority Records caught a whim of it, then they was interested in signing me as a solo artist. So I left straight from Baton Rouge by the strength of P and No Limit, and went to, what's up, nephew? Yes, sir. And went to, Priority Records, man. Sunset, California, man. Sunset Boulevard, 1997, the summer 97. So the rest was history from that point on. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And also, and you came to the East Coast.
No, go ahead, Sam.
Yo. Yeah, you catch the East Coast heads with this album because it was unique and outside of No Limit style. You have your own style. And each cat's East Coast hip-hop. And The Source and XXL review you good, in fact, back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It got great receptions.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I took a three-point recipe, man. Me being from the South, I'm a 70s baby. So I know from Kool Herc, Grandmaster Cass, I'm a study and a student of hip-hop. Before it touched California, I'm sure Cali was doing their thing before as us seeing it from a TV standpoint and what my rudiments and my school of hip-hop is. You see what I'm saying? Grandmaster Flash yeah. and all those guys. Rakim became the guard of rap to me because of his purity and low tonality. So, you know, I could tell you a million stories here again, only to the West Coast. So it's always been this, the mind of hip-hop, you know what I mean, come from the East Coast for us, America, you know, after Jamaica, you know, to give you all the roots, you know what I mean? The heart of hip-hop, you know what I mean, in that sense, for us, California, and ride or die, crip-hop instead of hip-hop, which was Cali. You could see it more physical versus you thinking and dreaming and imagining and putting out, formulating all these words, not taking nothing from New York, don't get it twisted. But the soul of it, like Lil J will say from Rap-A-Lot, both sides was the bread, we the meat on the in-between. So I was able to gather all those rudiments. And my skills lyrically is based off Rakim being my favorite rapper. So the bar he said, I don't play with nobody with these bars, man. I don't care. Wherever you put me, I ain't never been defeated since 82. You see on his microphone, man. Yeah, like anywhere you put me, I don't rap. Care who you're talking about. They know what it is with me. I don't want to say no name, but your best MC know what it is without the education of the East Coast and the West Coast. And when Dre say the South got something safe, we got more green grass, man. Be fruitful and multiply. And when God touched the ignorance, please believe it. So that part is there is no competition. I'm one with God. So when you talk God MC, from a Southern perspective, imagine that education. And you can't deny that. That's what's really divine. You see what I'm saying? So when you ain't went to school like Dr. Saban, you could talk the same language. Hey, man, there is the God. Y'all get ready for my next record, man. There is the God. Please believe it. So that's the whole reason the world like that. If you love hip-hop from here to England, London, and Australia, I put the seasoning in it. And in the bottom of Louisiana, we the gumbo pop, man. Don't forget where you come from. Feet don't fail me not. Keep your foot on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Rest in peace to Casey Kasem. That's the voice of Shaggy and Scooby Doo. Don't play with me, man. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I'm at with the game and God game and giving. And to deny that is to deny God. Kill yourself, man.
Hey, brother, what you got coming out, Bleed?
I got this record finna come out this month. February, the latest call, There Is a God, spelled D-I-G, like there. Shouts out to Red Man, there is a dark side, but there is a, like the Giza pyramid in Egypt, take the G off, there is a God, D-I-G, D, I get it. And when you see the cover, it ain't no Photoshop, y'all, so y'all get ready for me. Hold up.
Oh, we're looking forward to that, man. Definitely, definitely. Also, one more thing before I let you go, brother. You did a song, I believe it. I can't think of the name of it, but with the homie Two Tone. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Look, you said, rest in peace, the Lord Infamous. I meant to say that, but we continued talking. But that's my brother. I just talked to Two Tone. We got a new single that's out now. It's on the way to be out. So that's my man. I didn't get a chance to meet Lord Infamous. I know Jay and I met Project Pat, you know what I mean, LeChad, and you know what I mean, DJ Paul, Lil White is my guy, man, you know what I mean, so much love physically, not through the phone, not through the Instagram, that I rock shows with and been backstage, so I love 3-6 Mafia, man, and I hadn't had the honor and the privilege to meet Lord Infamous, but Two Tone is guy, man. We got records, like you said, you know, since back then, and we got something new that's dropping right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. Shout out to Two Tone. Bleed, man, before we get out of here, brother, man, is there anything you want to say? I want to give you the floor.
Oh, man, just much love. Stay tuned, man. Y'all tap in with me for people that's on Facebook. You know, go to the Young Bleed, fan page on Facebook, on Twitter, it's at Real Young Bleed, and on Instagram, it's the Real Young Bleed. Other than that, tap into www.trapdoent.com. That's my personal label, you know what I mean? We got a few projects that's in the make. Shout out to Looney, Carly Young. Y'all just stay tuned, man. I got a plethora of things over here, so this whole new year, man. Here again, happy new year. Yeah, I got some things for y'all coming from this trap, man. So stay tuned. Hold up.
Most definitely. You and yours be safe, brother. We're going to give him this Corleone Christmas, man. Why don't you kind of intro this song as we get out of here, brother.
Okay, I appreciate y'all. Much love, man, to the Murder Masters, man. Long time, man. Stay on the grind. But this one here is called A Corleone Christmas from me, myself, the Corleone family, and yours truly, my son, Taj Ramon, son of the Don. Hold up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Be easy, brother.
Okay, y'all too. Much love, family. Anytime, any place. You hear me? 2020, you know the song again. Right here. Corleone Christmas. Y'all mean? For the night before Christmas, and I'm the house trapped up in the time, and I'm the mafia boss. I'm cooking up a tuck of cranberry sauce. Cornbread dressing, plus the hamburger sauce. Not a creature. Not even a house. I was sliding in my slippers, worshiping the cross. He was hiding all the gifts like Santa Claus. We was riding burning trees in the land of the lost. To begin with my next kin, I'm going out breaking in with the best of men. You know it's how 2020 to the best of them. Stop talking out, I'm spending time next to them. I'm talking about this Christmas.
Remember being a little kid, sliding in my pajamas, peeping around the corner, looking for Santa. Walking around with a long Christmas, man. Every day is Christmas, and really never vision it. Nowadays, these things have changed. Instead of sliding in my pajamas, I'm off in the stain. Cause I'm a grown man, doing my thing, and that's the way it goes. I'm in love with my city, and all the light shows. And the Christmas trees and everything that you see. And especially the Corleone family. Just to name a few, my nieces and my nephews too. Corleone Christmas coming to us, speaking near you.
Don't care about the shit I'm in. want their pockets lined. Give a fuck about mine. You think they care about us? You fucking lost your mind. Man, this world is crazy. Crazy. Don't like the way it's changed me. Don't like the way it's made me. But this is life, so I guess the best
I'm living my life like whoa. Couldn't go crash like slime. I paid the price like my main, I'm about to slice me once right. Every time he light the sun, before the thunder, I'm shining something like the sun. All signs and wonders, I'm living my life like one. Critical Christ like sun, I paid the price like one. Main, I'm about to slice me once right. Every time he light the sun, before the thunder, I'm shining something like the sun. Signs and wonders, it's just like Alibaba and the 40 thieves. Murder rap, murder skill for boys who talk
that's right.
Easy like bleeds, 100 keys, but up the young free. Homies like Keys and J. Pimp, Grime and Chuck E. Cheese. Robbing on my enemies, Kentucky, white wine in Tennessee. I got the remedy, they fucking with mine. Remember, right. I got the energy, Nirvana, sublime. We finna see, we on this Hennessy. I smoke till I'm blind, don't envy me. My homie, envy me. Bleed you on time, F.O.B. Y'all know the entity like nickels and dimes. The king's right for about a century. They still hollering about who shot the Kennedys. Inside y'all, too many motherfucking random, yo. I'm finna G, it's late about 10 to 3. Hustling with my nights on, the mic gon' clear. And maybe sir, mentally disturbed. I'm coming off the curb with bottles of earth. For bowels in my word, I'm living my life like whoa. Critical Christ like son, I paid the price like one. Main, I'm about to slice me once
right.
Every time he light the sun, before the thunder, I'm shining something like the sun. Signs and wonders, I'm living my life like one. Critical Christ like son, I paid the price like one. Main, I'm about to slice me once
right.
Every time he light the sun, before the thunder, I'm shining something like the sun. Signs and wonders.
I'm talking that man to lumber. Really walking that truck. Shit, I come from under. In the summertime, yeah, the sun and I black. Sun space, yeah, make you wonder. Translation. I'm that nigga who would give you promise. Translation. I'm that nigga who would give you promise. That's like the lumber. Really walking that truck. Shit, I come from under. In the summertime, yeah, the sun and I black. Sun space, yeah, make you wonder. Translation. I'm that nigga.